name is Deanna Johnson, and for those of you I have not yet had the opportunity to meet, I got started in business when I was 19 years old. And, in fact, this coming up right now. And prior to that, my parents were not business owners. I did not come from, like, the epitome of successful picture. My parents were drug addicts. My father was extremely abusive. I moved out at the age of 16 because of the abuse, been on my own since then. And when I was 19, I got introduced to becoming an entrepreneur. And quite honestly, I didn't think that that line of profession was definitely not for me, because people like me don't succeed in anything, is how I had felt. But after several months of being pursued and somebody literally showing me over and over again about how simple it would be to be able to contract in a company that would carry products and service and deliver paychecks to my sales force, it seemed just very simple. And so I wound up getting started. In my first 6 months, I failed absolutely miserably. I could not make anything happen. I couldn't make a dime, to be honest with you. I was living off of credit cards, struggling financially, struggling because I don't know what it was about me that thought that I would be able to make money with zero experience in business at all, with zero success really in life up to that point. I don't know why I thought that what I had known would help me make a six-figure income. Well, what I had known brought me to the income that was less than desirable and less than what I was making on my job that I had quit when I got started. And so I heard about a seminar that was supposed to change everything for me, and quite honestly, I just thought that was such a hoax, and I did not believe what I had heard. It just sounded like so canned. You know, it's going to change your life, whatever, is what I thought. But the guy who told me about it said, "You, if you're not going to go, you might as well just quit now, because you will fail. So put yourself out of your misery now." Wow, this was intense, and it was very expensive, and it was right around this time of year. In fact, it was November. And so I found a way to come up with the money. I borrowed in some of it. I had to cancel plans. It wasn't the most convenient time, but I found a way to make it work. I came out of my first training seminar and made $4,000 in 8 days. The next check was $11,000, then $15,000, then just under $21,000. By this time now, I'm 21 years old, and I'm blown away that someone like me who grew up in a small town could go from nothing to making an incredible income in a very short period of time. Around us and I got married to what I thought was my dream man, and we had the full-on fairy tale scene. Within a few months, I found myself homeless, living out of my car with $2.03 to my name, a $35,000 debt, and a husband who took off and was now thousands and thousands of miles away. So I had wound up losing everything. I lost my business as a direct result of getting married. I obviously lost confidence. I lost my dreams. I lost vision. I lost hope. And I found depression, and I found thoughts of suicide running through my head, I don't know, a couple thousand times a day. I really had felt that what was the point of living, and I wish I had never experienced success before, and wish that I had just gotten a job as a cocktail waitress. So I found a job as a cocktail waitress after a couple of weeks being homeless, and this was in the month of December. I was living on the Big Island of Hawaii. And I was miserable. I mean, miserable. You know, looking for places to sleep at night, showering in public places. It was a devastating, devastating time. And devastating doesn't even explain it. Got sick and tired of the hopeless situation that I was in. And Christmas Day just had a full-on wake-up call that I believe was sent by my God. And it was, look at your life, look at what you're doing, and where are you headed? And I made a decision on Christmas Day that enough was enough, and that the homeless life was not for me. Being broke was not for me. Being humiliated and embarrassed was no longer for me. And that this pitiful, pathetic place that I chose to put myself in, I was finished with it. So I started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth the very next day, December 26th. Of 1990. The first 4 days, I put in 10 hours and made $2,000 working from the trunk of my car and a payphone booth. The second month, made $6,500 working a total of 30 hours. The third month, I had quit my job as a waitress and was working my business full-time, made over $10,000 in the month of March. By the month of October, which was 10 months later, my income was over $80,000 a month, made $250,000 my first year, and made my first million by the end of my second year. This all happened by the time I was 23 years of age. Since then, through helping people to have incredible success in their own personal home-based business, because of the success that happened through our sales force, through a training seminar system called First Steps to Success. These people came out of the training seminar, doubled, tripled, and quadrupled their income. Had a best-selling waitress go from nothing to making over $20,000 a month. You just heard Hans. Hans was a part of that first group that went through the very first steps to success, made $500 his first 4 hours after his first training. Second training made $4,500. And so all I know is that I believe that God is a God of second chances. I believe that you're on this call for a reason. I believe that this is not an accident. And just as much as Hans and I got started in business at a very young age and plugged through a seminar system that helped to relieve us in many different ways, as well as equip us in many other ways, was able to generate seven figures for ourselves in our 20s. And so if we can go from where we've come from, then what can you do? Think about it. I mean, if you can take a broke homeless cocktail waitress and turn her into a millionaire instead of 2 years, then what would be the apparent worst time of the business year, unless, of course, you're a retailer? Well, if that can happen for me, what can happen for you? This call is truly about you. It's about what you're going to do in the next 3 days. It's about what you're going to do in the next 33 days. How do you want to end 2006? That's the question for the night, isn't it? It is today, November 27th, and there are 3 more days till the 30th. This could be the greatest month that you have ever had, and that will be completely by your choice. I have 4 women, actually, that are going to be joining me tonight from different parts of the country and actually different parts of the world. We've got a woman on the phone from London tonight. And these are women that are involved in our prospecting and closing classes who absolutely showed up, everybody that was in the class last week. They blew my mind I role-played with a couple of them and gave them specific instructions of what they needed to do. And by golly, they stepped up, no excuse, and they made it happen. You're going to be absolutely inspired by the steps that they took, what they did, and the results that they got. Right now, there is a small group of people, a remnant, such as you, that is listening to me right now, that is focused, that is determined, that is ready to work and ready to work smart. And you're on this call because you are that person. Because the ones that are not on this call are the ones who are fully unfocused, that are fully buying into excuses, that are fully giving up and giving in. The rest of who's on this call is a new breed of people. You've just been brought on by the ones I just finished talking about. You've been brought on to some kind of a company, organization, or what have you, by those that are listening on this call right now. So you really need to count your blessings, because who brought you on this call are people that are focused, who are determined, who have vision, who have foresight, and who are making things happen. And so I can't think of somebody better for you to follow than the one who got you on this call tonight. They introduce you to a system that is free. It's a website that you can profit from. No joke. I mean, seriously, go there now. Check it out, DannyJohnson.com. Once you register as a free member, which has access to thousands and tens of thousands of dollars of training and coaching and equipping for you, whether it's time management, debt reduction, working with different types of personalities, prospecting, closing, people skills, motivational skills, you name it, it is in there. Strategic skills and creating momentum in your business. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of information for free on that website. Now, the person that invited you on the call, they know it because they're using it. They're doing a great job because they obviously had it in their heart to introduce you to what it is that they have found. So you're blessed. And honestly, if you get off the phone, tell the person that invited you on the call. Even if what I talk about to you seems useless or senseless, at least thank them that they took time out of their busy schedule to invite you into a scenario that could benefit you either financially or personally, whichever way you decide to use the information. Now, I was thinking about y'all tonight, and I was praying for you, actually throughout the day, and I was thinking, man, what do I need to talk to them about? What do I need to equip them for? Here it is, November 27th. Well, there's a few things that I'm going to share with you before I bring on these women who are going to absolutely inspire you and give you some tips as to what they've done and how they've done it. First of all, we're in a busy season right now, and busy for a lot of different reasons. And you are hearing several excuses out there. Or some of you are hearing excuses like, you know, I'm really busy right now. Now's not a real good time. Or I don't have a lot of money because of Christmas or what have you. You're in a lot of different things right now like that. And some of your prospects are blaming, and some of the people you're working with are blaming the season for being the reason for the excuses is what they're doing. Well, I want to equip you to be able to handle these particular issues, first of all, internally, and then second of all, externally. You see, right now, for those of you who've been to First Steps to Success or you own North Carolina, live in North Carolina, you know that there's four different types of personalities. And so I'm not going to teach you about those four personalities tonight. You can find that information from North Carolina and also First Steps to Success in January. But for those of you who have already graduated, you're going to hear me and understand clearly. Let me tell you now. The analysts right now are looking for a tax shelter. That's what they're looking for. You see, we're coming up to the end of the year, and many of them have made too much money. And starting a home-based business is a phenomenal tax shelter. In fact, one of the best ones available on the planet is starting a small home-based business. And so many of them, and I'll tell you this for myself because it was in the month of November. In fact, we're right here, right now, which is so awesome. 17 years ago, 1989, November, this week, I had met a man by the name of Ed Negrelli. And Ed, in fact, he's probably listening to the call right now. Ed had answered an ad right about this time. And Ed specifically was looking for a tax shelter through before the end of the year. He and his wife had done some real estate transactions. They needed some write-offs for the year, and starting a business right before the end of the year put him in a different tax opportunity than if he was still just depending on his engineering job. It's a great way to find people with money right now looking for a tax shelter. That's part of the motivation for those emeralds that are out there responding to advertisements, or even emeralds that you may know, or even emeralds that you could be referred to. The rubies as well. There's a few rubies that might have made too much money this year that also would be looking for a tax shelter. And again, a home-based business is one of the best, most legitimate tax shelters available. As well as the rubies don't want to be left behind. You see, here's the truth about where we stand right now. We are coming into a crazy busy time. And the most awesome part about this time is that most of the advertising that you're going to be doing are people that are far more serious than, let's say, the ones that were calling in during the time where everybody else is calling in. But here's where you have the cream that rises to the top. And this is some of the best time of the year to get some great leadership in your business. As I just said, I met Ed Negrelli 17 years ago this month, and we embarked on a business and end-of-the-year parties. And you know what? These social butterflies are even having their own parties, which means this is when they are making the most amount of contacts with every single person they know, and even making up old contacts with people they have not seen and talked to throughout the entire year. And so this season right now for business owners that are sapphires is so incredibly awesome because you're around a lot of people right now. Let's face it, the grocery stores are hammered. The retail stores are hammered. The malls are hammered. Everything is hammered right now, as well as hotels are hammered with company Christmas events. Are you with me? I mean, there are so, even your corporations, they're having Christmas events. And so there's quite a congregating going on in public places right now, and our wonderful sapphires are strategically placed in the middle of all of it. So here's what is so key. Let me give you a couple things that you can do this month to take advantage of the season, and it's very important that you do that. Okay, well, so here's one of them. I think that many of you should have a company Christmas party. If you don't want to call it a Christmas party, call it an end-of-the-year party. And what you want to do is not only invite your friends and family members to this company-sponsored event, but bring your clients. Invite your clients to come as well. It's an end-of-the-year party. It's part of recognizing you and all of your loyalty to your products or your service or whatever. You invite all of your clients that have been happily using and participating with your products or services. You invite them. Tell them they can bring friends and family as well. You invite all of your reps in your business, and you tell them to invite their clients as well. And all of the reps in the business bring food. You bring food and desserts. You bring specialty type desserts and items, and you have a potluck that you're there to spoil your clients and the reps and bring the friends and family members along with it. You guys could have a jamming party this month, which is just an insane opportunity to not only do some great recognition, but as well as being able to build some phenomenal relationships with people, as well as expose your opportunity to people. And I'm not saying pull out a whiteboard and do a business meeting, but I am saying this. Use the night as a way. Now, every company Christmas party definitely does a little bit of business. They do a little bit of recognition, and this is your chance to do that. So it's a great way to fill your house full of people right away. Now, I'm not telling you to get all crazy and, you know, like, ultra-ly organized on this thing. Throw it together, guys, and have a blast while you're doing it. You know, making sure that you're meeting with your leadership beforehand and that you guys are forming each other, that you're setting out, you know, a plan that is going to be able to maximize that party. And then, you know, towards the middle of the evening, after everyone's enjoyed a few drinks and some food, that, you know, everyone comes into the living room and you say, hey, listen, you know what, we just want to kick this thing off by just absolutely giving some formalized thank yous or some informal thank yous to a few key people that we are just so blessed to have a part of our organization. Start with those clients. Have them tell their stories. Then you can start with your lower level reps, the people who are just gotten started, and say, you know, we want to congratulate all the brand new consultants in the company. And everyone claps their hands and, you know, just pick one of the most excited ones and tell us why you're so excited about XYZ Company. Then you keep going up level after level after level from there. Pretty much a business presentation is being done in the form of all testimonials. The testimonials solidifying your products through your clients, testimonials solidifying your opportunity through each rank that you're recognizing inside of the opportunity. So, and then you just, you know, bless everybody. Thank you so much for coming. We've got more food, more parties. We're going to be playing some games, and we have a prize drawing for later. You know, and then this is another thing you can do. This is very important also, is that many of you leaders ought to get together and run some contests this month. Important thing to do. Now, I know that for some of you, you guys run businesses that, you know, you work from your home and your computer and that's it, and you don't really have, you know, a local business working. And so, you know, you got to think of creative things that you can do in that setting as well, even if it is recognition evening on the phone. I think that's a cool way to go. The bottom line is, if someone knows they're getting recognition, they want to have friends and family members on the phone with them listening to that. Obviously, it's going to be more effective if you can do something live, no question. No question about that. So anyway, or you can pop in if you've got a large organization somewhere, maybe you can pop in and be, you know, help to kick that particular party off. That's something that Hans and I used to do as well. So anyway, you can run some contests for this particular event, or at least run contests for the month. Whatever you want your organization to focus on is what they're going to get good at. And this is a great month to run some good contests of things that they would like to have. Let me give you some examples of what we watched people do last year, and it worked out absolutely beautiful for them. First of all, one thing that you could definitely participate with is doing some giveaways. If a few of you get together, you pull some funds together, and it's a write-off, by the way, which you're going to need those by the end of the year. So you pull some events. I mean, you pull together a contest, and the contest this month definitely needs to be by inviting people. Maybe inviting people to meetings. Maybe it's inviting people to this Christmas party. Whoever brings the most people earns, you know, prize number one. Or you can do it based on sales volume. You can do it based on who has enrolled the most amount of people, or who has brought in the most amount of clients into your business this month. So you do giveaways, okay? And so if you are one of those leaders, which I know most of you that are listening right now are your diehard DannyJohnson.com leaders. That's who you are. And so this message right here, this next part, is for you. For those of you that you're just sitting here going, you're wondering whether or not you want to push your people this way, that's totally fine. We understand. We are not on trial. Do your due diligence. Show up in Dallas, and you will see the writing on the wall. And for some of you, it's going to make you want to throw up when you see how many wives people have been created to six-figure incomes out of thin air in 2006. In fact, I just really want to rally around this, that all the people who have earned a six-figure income in 2006 as a direct result of plugging in the first step to success at DannyJohnson.com, please be in Dallas so that we can parade you guys, build a video on this, and let that be the launching pad for January. Let us make you famous for 2007. That video will be watched thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of times in 2007, no question, and we want to parade all of those who were not making a six-figure income prior to First Steps to Success and DannyJohnson.com, and we want and who now are, and we want to parade those who were before First Steps to Success but have doubled, tripled, quadrupled their income. And so we see this every single month, but I'm talking about let's have a concentrated time where it's just pathetic. And I know that you DJ see hardcore followers or leaders. You are the ones like, Danny, please tell my people they need to go to First Steps. And so this video, I think will be very powerful. So anyway, the writing will be on the wall. But for those of you that you're my team, you guys are my people, you're here every Monday, we're working together every month. Many of you will be part of the mentoring program starting in January. This is a contest that I had people run last year, getting your organization this month to go out and hit records, hit bonuses, and you're going to give them a First Steps First Step registration for $397. Guess what happens? Your prize is something they want, first of all. Second of all, your prize builds the business. So rather than giving them a fruit basket, or rather than the prize being a shirt that does not make you or them money, a First Steps registration makes you and them money, meaning them being in Dallas was going to raise your check, as well as what they had to do to earn the registration for Dallas, which meant that they had to go out and recruit or get some kind of sales volume in order to earn that registration. So right there, it's threefold. Watch. A, they're bringing in volume in the month of December. They're spiking their sales. They deserve an award for that, okay? That's one. So that already made you money. That paid for the registration itself automatically. Second of all, now they're going to be in January in Dallas seeing all of these six-figure incomers that were created out of thin air but were not succeeding prior to. They're going to be equipped with how to talk to people. They're gonna totally learn about what's been hindering them. They're gonna see what their excuses were and how to get over them. They're gonna learn how to close with much more posture. They're gonna learn outrageous strategies for 2007 that's gonna blow their mind. Are you with me? So I mean, that's like a double hit on running the contest. Those are the kind of contests that we ran because it's two and threefold. The momentum. So you'll be creating momentum through December, keeping it through January, and that person that won it has built an organization in December, and they, if you're smart, they're telling their people, we're going to First Steps in January, we are bringing people, you're coming along with me. So look at that. I mean, just do the numbers. It's ridiculous what can come out of that. Or you can use like North Carolina or the script book. If you're not wanting to invest that kind of money, $397 is too high and you have a small organization and leaders that don't want to come together, North Carolina is $97. Give me a break. Script book, $39.97. What I'm going to tell you is don't be penny smart and dollar stupid. You want to have a contest based around what's going to make you more money, what's going to make them more money, what's going to ensure more momentum. So I'll tell you this too also. It is those that are flipping around with excuses right now. It is those of you that are flipping excuses into opportunities that will make big money this season. You see, I know you guys are hearing everyone's busy, you know, they're busy doing this and they're busy doing that and there's less people responding to the advertising and, you know, my ad isn't pulling as much as it was, you know, 3 weeks ago. Perfect! Do you know what that means? Now, this is the difference between excuse and flipping it into an opportunity. That's so perfect. Because what that means is that those that are deadly serious about finding an opportunity to make money, that's who you're getting off your ads. No riffraff. No nonsense. No looky-loos. These are people that are deadly serious about making money. Those are the ones calling right now. Why? Because they're not distracted with all the nonsense of the busyness. They have a deep need, and they have an urgent one. Do you realize that? These people that are responding right now have an urgent need. The ones that responded 2 months ago maybe didn't have an urgent need because they're responding with the other tens of thousands and thousands and thousands of people. But right now, these that normally should be busy and unfocused on other things, they're looking in the paper, responding to a way to make more money before the Christmas season. Here's another one. This one cracks me up. You know, people are telling me that they can't afford to get started in a business right now because they don't have the money, you know, because of Christmas. Really? Oh, my gosh. Think about this. Then why do they give you that excuse in March and April and May and June and July and August and September and October? Think about it, guys. Give me a stinking break. You get the same objection regardless of what time of year it is. Now, here's the deal. When they tell you But it's because of Christmas you actually believe them. Give me a break. It's nonsense. Are you trying to tell me that if somebody had a child who was in desperate need of surgery and the doctor said, you've got to come up with $4,000 deposit today in order for me to begin. If you don't come up with it, I'm sorry, I cannot perform the surgery. Are you going to say to that person, I'm sorry, doctor, it's Christmas time, I don't have any money, because I have to buy my Uncle George a $5 Christmas gift that will wind up in his garage sale next year? No. You, and nor would anyone else, the time of year does not make a difference. I'm sorry, it's a difference in your head. And for those of you that are using the excuse to not build your business, guess what? It's going to be a big deal for you. But for those of you that are flipping excuses into opportunities, right on, all the more reason when that person says they don't have the money. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what, you're not going to have the money 30 days from now either. So we have got to find a way to make you money starting today. Could you imagine, Jim, being able to earn all of that Christmas budget instead of going into debt for it? Let's get to work immediately, okay? Same with the spouse rejection. I need to touch it. Whatever. It doesn't work just because of Christmas. Same with the think it over one. Oh, you think about it. You know, things are really busy right now. Whatever. You hear that one March, April, and May, too. There's no difference, okay? The difference is in your head. So rise up in your posture. Rise up in your urgency. Step up to the plate and make things happen just like these women have just done this past week. Okay, now I know many of you, and I've got to tell you, I know many leaders who are now millionaires today who started in the month of December. So that, my friends, is who you're fishing for right now. The leader that stays focused and prospects through this season, that leads his team to stay focused, and you and them will wind up winning the big bonuses this month, getting all the recognition and getting a major head start for 2007 over the sleepers, the excusers, the whiners, and the whimpers. Tell your people that they can play catch-up in January like most of the people will be doing, or they can pull far ahead now and be far ahead in January with momentum behind them. That's what you need to tell them. You need to let even your prospects know, as well as your organization know, that you're looking for a small group of people who will have foresight and that hate being behind. A group of people who like setting the example for others to follow, who like to be the one that everyone else is talking about. See, look what George did. And George rose up, he stepped up to the plate, he kept his head down, and he focused and he made things happen in the month of December. You tell them that you're looking for a team leader who likes to set the pace, as well as the supporters who love to help everyone grow collectively. This is when picking up the right fruit begins. It's right now. And this is where you need help in finding the right person with the right attitude and vision to pull through all those naysayers, whimpers, whiners, sleepers, and excusers, and pull through and continue to push the sales through. Who asks, you're not looking for the people who are asking for things to be easy right now. You're looking for the people who are asking for it to be absolutely worth it. And I'm telling you, December, I can look back on many Decembers in my life because of keeping my organization focused, as well as myself focused on prospecting as though it was May instead of thinking it was December and everyone was busy with parties. I looked at flipping those excuses of the season into absolute opportunities, and this call has been full of them. So I want you to hear from some gals that have done an awesome job of doing that. I mean, we're talking the week of Thanksgiving. They did an amazing job, and we're going to gather some nuggets about how they did it. And so the first one I'm going to pull from is Becky Moore. Becky, unmute your line. Say hello. Becky, are you there? Uh-oh. Maybe Becky muted her line.
Hi.
And she said, hi.
Hey.
How are you, girl?
Good. How are you doing?
I can hear you great. Okay, girl, you got so many people inspired last week. Just tell everybody what you have done.
Okay. Well, I started with your prospecting classes this month and totally had the wrong focus. Totally, my time management was totally wrong. You know, not doing the 80%. With prospecting, et cetera, well, got on and started asking you some questions about my business, and you encouraged me to do some in-home presentations. And I got off of the phone and was shaking. I told you I was shaking for like 24 hours. Could not call anyone for this, and went okay, this is really crazy, and I'm not going to, you know, have anything to tell Danny the next time I get on the phone. So I scheduled 5 in-home presentations, Monday and Tuesday of Thanksgiving week, and then Monday, Tuesday, Thursday this week, and started inviting people on Sunday, and what I did was got your in-home presentation and had it FedExed to me overnight. And have listened to that 3 times, you know, since. Had my first in-home presentation and had given myself so little time to invite people. I had 2 people there, but both of them became AutoShip product users.
Awesome!
Yes. So then had my second one tonight, had 7 of my personal invitees there, and went very well. Got 5 or 6 referrals from it, but these are people that I knew, you know, just were not open for the business, but I got great practice and great reviews from it from them, and was able to keep my posture through the whole thing. And when I received the, you know, the objections, didn't fold under it. You know, I didn't get defensive and try to talk them into it, et cetera. But and that was a total victory for me.
Becky, the whole thing is an amazing victory for you. It is. The whole thing is an absolute victory. And I got to tell you something, and this is what these guys can glean from this. First of all, I don't know if you heard this, but she took information and she activated it instantaneously. Okay, so here she was told, you need to start doing some in-home presentations. She had never done one before, and here she was shaking her boots, but she fought through that. She did not allow that fear of the unknown or fear of rejection or fear of making a mistake or fear of failure stop her. She just said, oh my gosh, okay, you know, Danny told me to do this. I got to step up and I got to do this, which was awesome. And that was like the first thing, man, that's so incredibly inspiring for the rest of us that are listening, because there are things that we know we should be doing, and what decides that we do it is us. And Becky made the decision, enough is enough. She told me to do it, and I'm going to follow directions. And she did. And to me, that's the biggest victory in the entire thing. Now, not only does she not book one presentation from a month from now, no, she books it for 3 days later. She books it instantaneously, okay, and has 2 people show up, which was a very big success, and gets 2 people in on an auto ship, which, by the way, and this was the week before Thanksgiving, Monday before Thanksgiving, and here's what's so awesome about what she said. 2 of those people getting started on an auto ship, which already created a consistent income for herself. It's one step at a time. The business model that she's in is a bunch of people doing a little bit, and she just added to the bunch of people doing a little bit. Then did not stop there. Continued to book more presentations, have 7 people show up getting 5 to 6 referrals out of a presentation. That is like gold. The issue is this. Activity will bring productivity as long as the activity is in the right place. The third thing that you heard her say is that she had ordered the Home Presentation Success System CDs, and she had them FedEx to herself, which was, you know, wise. Why? Because she knew she lacked the experience and knowledge and expertise on how to do that effectively. And that helped to build up her posture and not fold when she had those objections come to her, but because she was acting more of a professional and getting results from doing that. And so these are important things for anybody who wants to succeed in anything. And Becky, you honestly, I mean, this was just blew my mind when you said she just stepped up. Okay, fine. I'll do it. And you know what? When we take time to think about doing something, We have a tendency of thinking our way out of doing something. Instead, Becky took action instantaneously. Now, if Becky can step up and do something she's never done before, then so can you. And if she can step up, hello, Monday, Tuesday, before Thanksgiving, so can you. I hope you're hearing me. She didn't look for an excuse. She looked for results, and she got some. So, Becky, congratulations. Thank you so much for sharing your story. I'm so proud of you. That was really, really awesome. Okay, the next person I want to bring up is Milena Sanders. Milena is at a birthday party right now and listening in and going to speak up. Go for it, girl. Milena, on Star 6, your line.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, girl.
I had to run
at it.
Sorry.
Go for it, girl.
Oh, well, I'm really new to this. I hadn't signed up anybody. Well, that's not true. I had signed up two distributors who have both flaked on me and seem to have, like, disconnected their phone. but then I went to my company annual conference convention this last week, week before last, and while I was there, met and prospected three people. Two of them have signed up, and one of them is keeps calling me back, but hasn't made it yet, so we're just going to call him an emerald. So,
okay, yeah, now, here, let's talk about that. Well, here's what's so awesome about this is that Malena's been in the prospecting class also, and the closing class. And it's so funny because your conference is the same weekend as First Steps, and I had put out the challenge, and I said, don't you dare use going to a conference or going to a seminar as an excuse not to prospect anybody. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And then Malena gets on a plane and heads over to her company conference. And what did Malena do? She prospected at the conference. No, she didn't prospect. And go ahead, Malena, tell us that you were surprised that the people that you prospected, she didn't prospect existing reps that were at the conference.
Oh, God, no.
You know, no. Who did you prospect and what did you find out, you know, that it was shocking?
One of them was the guy that delivered my breakfast. He delivered my breakfast the first morning. The conference was in town, the convention. It was absolutely crazy. I asked him, you know, I said something like, oh, it must be crazy for you. And he's like, yeah. And I was like crazier than usual, and he said, it's my first day. And so I was like, wow, you like the job? No, he didn't at all. And so I talked to him for a little while and then had to order breakfast the next morning. Wasn't my original plan, but I did. And he brought it back and started talking, and I got his number and email address and called him again when I got home. Another one was a lady at
And no one else had talked to him, right?
I'm sorry?
No one else had talked to him.
No, I don't believe so. He didn't actually, both of the two that have actually signed up, neither one of them knew what my company was.
And they were there serving. They were serving 10,000 people.
Yeah.
And no one else talked to them. Now, I would venture to say that there were thousands of other people in that hotel, right?
Oh, yeah.
They were at your company event, right?
Yeah, we had 10,000 people there.
Okay.
For the convention.
So 10,000 people. Now, check this out. Is it a good chance that he probably served to a couple hundred people in those days that the conference was going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, and no one said a word to him but you. And you followed directions that you've been learning through our prospecting system, through either North Carolina, the script book, or Prospecting Closure Way to Millions. You used a forming technique. You used the core rapport methodology technique to find his needs, strengths, and goals, got him willing to give you his phone number. You call him, as well as the other lady. And now, where did the other lady come from?
Met her at the convention center. Was just standing outside and started talking to her. She was actually at the convention center to apply for a job.
And no one else talked to her?
Mm-mm.
And so these two people you have signed up?
Yeah.
Isn't that just completely crazy?
It's really crazy, actually.
It just blows my mind. There's 10,000 other people there for a corporate convention. You hear, don't you dare use a corporate convention as an excuse not to talk to people. Why? Because 98% of the rest of the people that are in the corporate convention were using it as an excuse not to talk to anybody.
Yeah, and I just discovered that the company, I mean, it's one of those where everybody that isn't there for the convention wants to know what's going on. But since everybody seems to be the part of the convention, they don't want to ask because then they'll look stupid.
Well, there's a big clue for this weekend coming up for Dynasty. Okay, there's hundreds and hundreds of people coming over to Orlando and Dynasty. This is part of why your story's here, is that no one can use the 3 days we're going to be spending together at this advanced leadership training as an excuse not to talk to people, especially the First Steps people. Oh, my gosh. We're talking high skill, incredibly excited, very professional people, lots of curiosities. What the heck is going on there? Lots of buzz about DannyJohnson.com. You're talking about the best prospects you could ever come across will be in that hotel serving everybody that is staying there for those 3 days. And so learn from Malena, my Dynasty people that are going, jumping on planes here in a couple of days. Learn from her. She prospected like a maniac there, signed up three people. That is, I mean, two people out of the three that she prospected and is playing phone tag with the third one who keeps calling her and her calling them. Malena, we are so proud of you, girlfriend.
Yeah.
You took advantage of opportunity beautifully. So thinking about you again and again and again. So good job. And look at her. She's the wookie. Didn't know what she was doing. Didn't know how to do it. But she didn't use any of it as an excuse. She heard advice. Don't use it as an excuse because you're at the critical condition. Prospect while you're there. She did it because she had to turn in her homework and show some kind of results. And we are absolutely proud of you, Melina. Good job. Go back to your party.
Thank you.
Patricia Morgan from London. Patricia Morgan, you're another one that did the same thing. I'm so proud of you. Patricia,
hi,
are you there?
Hi, Donnie.
Oh, good. I can hear you. Loud and clear. That's awesome. Patricia, go for it.
Okay. I'm on the prospecting and closing class. It's 3 something in the morning here in London. My sponsor actually said to me, you know, you need to get on to Danny Johnson. She'll help you out. And I was frightened like a little deer with these the lights in my eyes. And I was saying, okay, I need to be professional about this, so let me go on to prospecting and closing class. I asked to role play with you, and you didn't role play with me. But what you said was, I want you to go out this week, and I want you to form people. I want you to speak to 10 new people every single day, and I want you to ring all of those people that's on the list that you've never called before in your life, and I want you to ring them and say to them, okay, I've got an assignment from my mentor in the U.S., and I have to speak to 200 people in 7 days. So the first day, I did nothing. The second day, let's be honest, I did absolutely nothing. It was just completely like, oh, my God, I spoke to Danny Johnson. And then the next day, I rang up and I said, I need your help. And people were like, okay, help, help, help. I could do that. And I sat down and I said, okay, look, I have to speak to 200 people in 7 days. Will you help? And they were like, yeah, I need to practice this script. I need to send you to a website. I need to get you back and get some feedback. Can you do that for me? Sure. How long is it going to take? About 10 minutes and then you look through the script and I call you back. And they were like, cool. So they all went there. The first person that I spoke to, she came back the next day and I said, what did you think of it? What did you think about what you saw? And she just went, I don't know what I saw, I don't know what I heard, but I loved it. I just want to get on board. What am I getting involved in? She was just completely off of her trolley. She just didn't know what on earth. She was like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And Danny was this, and the products were this, and the people were that. And I was like, okay, hold on, sweetie, calm down. So, so we spoke, and she's in the process of actually getting the money together. And I thank God for her. I spoke to some people over the week because I'm still going through my 200. Some people I've spoken to have been totally negative. And you know what? It was a pleasure to take the opportunity back to say, I don't think that you're in the class that I need to work with because it's my free time and I want to work with people who are like-minded. Thank you, but no thank you. It was speaking to people who said, you know, this isn't for me. And I said, that's fine. I just need the practice so that I can go on to be a professional business builder. That is my dream. That is what I want to do. I'm an accountant at the moment. I sit in my little box and I remember Neo from The Matrix. And I think, my God, I really do need to get out of here as soon as possible. And I spoke to some people, and, you know, they said no. And I said, that's fine. I like your feedback. Do you know of anybody else who would da-da-da-da-da? And they said, yeah, I know some person who wants this, and I want somebody who hasn't got the leverage that I have in my income, somebody else who wants time freedom, somebody else who wants to get out of debt. Would you give me their telephone numbers? And two people said, let me speak to about 5 or 10 people, and I'll get back to you on Tuesday, which is tomorrow for me, and I will give you their numbers. Not a problem. Certain people said, I can't get in the business, but I will actually be a customer of yours. Send me the products, let me try the products, and I'll come on board with the products. So for me, going through my warm market is the best thing that I've ever done. I'm now going to go and speak to my cousins in Canada and also in the U.S., because there's people over there as well, on another side of the pond. I've got a friend who's in Oz. I'm going in that direction as well because my sponsor's in Australia. So there's time zones all over the earth. People are everywhere. People need things everywhere. And I'm just so glad. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Danny. I've now found my voice.
Patricia, this is just so awesome. I'm telling you, I am so proud of you. My gosh. I mean, you just stepped up. I mean, this, you guys, what you're hearing right now is what we started the last prospecting or closing class last week, last Tuesday. I was floored. I could not believe how many people, like, stepped up. I mean, like, walk through walls. You can hear, I want you to burn through 200 names, and this is what I need you to say. I mean, Patricia's like, all right, fine. She didn't do it. She attacked. She did. That was just full-on attack. And it's funny because when I came to the end of the call the week before, here's what it was. I saw saw your numbers were low, you know, it was like 10 people, I think, that you had dialed, and, you know, had a strong desire, good question, and I said, okay, here's your deal. I need you to bring your numbers up, and this is how you're going to do it now. And you're like, okay. and you absolutely did, and I'm so proud of you. That's so inspiring for everybody else that is listening. There's no excuse when you've got a strong enough why, and you're willing to learn, you're willing to work, and you're willing to give it a try, then you get results as Patricia has, and that is absolutely awesome. The last person we're going to bring up is Alexandria Pierre, who actually won for the last week's of homework for closing the most amount of people in a very busy holiday season. Patricia, Alexandria Pierre, are you there?
I'm there.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
Tell them what you've done.
Well, I mean, I've been in network marketing for almost a year, and it definitely has been a struggle for me. And prior to getting on your closing class, I bought your script book and started practicing. But the problem was with me, I wasn't comfortable handling the objections the way the script book done it. And I kept practicing, and I said to myself, you know what, I need to get on the closing class with Danny. And then I got on it, and it really made all the difference to me. At the first closing class, I think you said that I wasn't making a lot of dials, because I was only making 20 dials a day.
Mm-hmm.
And you had mentioned that we need to step up the game and try to dial at least 100 people a day. And I said to myself, is she crazy? How am I going to dial 100 people a day? And then I did it, and I was able to get a hold of 35 people out of 100 and actually enroll 15 people into my business. And it was incredible.
Now, tell me this. Have you ever done that before?
No, not at all. I mean, I was only enrolling like three people a month.
And you did 15 in 1 week.
Yes.
15 people in 1 week's worth of work.
Yes.
Learning how to handle those objections, increasing your dials, stepping up the plate, and making it happen in a holiday season.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh, Alexandria, that just completely blew my mind. And when I saw it, I'm like, is this a typo? Alexandria, are you there? Tell us what really happened. You just said, oh, actually, it's not 13, it's 15. It was a typo. It's 15 people I enrolled last week. And so there you got it, guys. I mean, folks, people are making things happen. They are doing it. You just heard four different people who stepped up in four different areas. Who broke through barriers in four different areas. They're making it happen. Patricia Morgan with attacking her warm market. Alexandra Pierre increasing those dials and just getting over it about being afraid of handling objections. Becky Moore was stepping up and getting people to come in her home and stepping up and doing her first presentation, not only doing one, but booking five. And then Malaya Sanders prospecting while she was traveling. Could have used it as an excuse, but instead turned the excuse into an opportunity. Becky Moore could have used the excuse, I don't know how to do presentations. Instead, she turned the excuse into opportunity. Patricia Morgan, the excuse of I don't have anyone to talk to. She turned the excuse into opportunity. And Alexandria Pierre, I don't know how to handle objections. I'm not comfortable talking to people that way. Turned the excuse into opportunity, all four of them with outrageous compounding results in making money. I love it. You guys are so awesome. Anyway, all I know is, bottom line is this. Think about this for a second. How much did you spend on your education in the current profession you're in? If you're like Patricia as an accountant, think about how much did you spend on your education to become an accountant. How much did a doctor spend on his education to become a doctor? Think about it. Go back and look. Man, many of you went to college. How much did you spend on that college education that prepared you for the profession that you're in right now outside of your part-time home-based business? It's thousands and thousands of dollars. How much have you spent on your education to learn how to become a successful entrepreneur in a specific field that pays
hundreds of thousands of dollars to those that are skilled, for those who believe, and those who work it. Success is not a mystery. Who believes that they can do it, invests money into education on skill development. They gain the skill as these four women are a part of a training system right now that was increasing their skill sets in prospecting and closing because they made an investment. And Patricia Morgan, more of an investment. She's been getting up at 2 and 3 a.m. to be on this call all month, to be in the prospecting and closing class. She's in both. So 2 days a week, she's up at 3 o'clock in the morning on the phone. We have several Aussies that are up at 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the morning to be on the phone, listening to a way on how they can increase their skill. Why? Because we all know the world sets it up this way. The more you know, the more you can make. Hans, I'm turning the call back over to you.
Well, that was just such a killer call. Thanks, Danny. Guys, I want to hear your comments and your testimonials. And Danny and I will be reading those tomorrow, actually. So make sure you get on there tonight and let us know what you thought of the call. I want to wrap the call up tonight just by giving you guys three steps, three things that you need to do right now that are your next steps to have the kind of success that you heard tonight on this call. I mean, this was just an example of a few people that have been plugging into the system. And you know, it's totally awesome. Every single one of the gals that were on the call tonight, every single one of them, I would imagine, are from different companies, marketing different products with different compensation systems. And what's phenomenal about that is they've been able to plug into a system that allows them to focus on the biggest factor, the biggest thing that makes the biggest difference in their business, and that's their skill set. And it doesn't happen out of thin air. It happens from plugging into somebody and getting plugged into a proven training system. So step number one, if you haven't done so yet, you need to register at the DannyJohnson.com website. You need to go over to DannyJohnson.com, fill out the form on the homepage. Again, it's totally free. You'll get immediate access to calls like what you heard tonight in our members area, in the work-at-home profit zone members area, and you'll be able to start listening to other calls just like tonight. Again, there's tens of thousands of dollars worth of training content in there. Tonight's call was recorded. It will be put online in the members area within the next 48 hours. So that's step number one. Register as a work-at-home profit zone member at DannyJohnson.com. Number two, you need to start using the tools that are on that website. You heard about the script book tonight. That script book is without doubt the number one most successful tool in the entire home business industry. It has created so much success and helped so many people that have struggled for years in this industry because it puts you in a position where you're in control, where you have posture, and where you know how to deal with different prospects and different situations. And you can get that on the website along with the North Carolina 10-CD training program and one of our newer tools that has just created phenomenal success, a home study course called Prospect and Close Your Way to Millions. Again, you can get information on the website at DannyJohnson.com. And then the third step, and this is absolutely the biggest and probably the most important step, is you need to get plugged into a live event with Danny. And there's two events coming up, one in the month of December. Danny is going to be doing a two-part teleseminar called the 2007 Growth Strategy Teleseminar. The first date starts at December 14th. You're going to want to get registered for this teleseminar. More importantly, you're going to want to get your people registered for this teleseminar. It's only $97. It's two sessions with Danny. She's going to be covering prospecting, closing, time management, achieving your goals in 2007. A wide variety of topics. They're going to just be totally awesome. They're going to set you on the right path. And then lastly, the most important thing is you're going to want to get yourself registered for the Dallas First Steps to Success two-day live training seminar with Danny. That's January 20th and 21st in Dallas, Texas. It's going to be a phenomenal event. That is without doubt the event that has been creating more success, the success that you've been hearing from DannyJohnson.com clients. Every single month, we're just absolutely in amazement at the new testimonials that are coming out of the people that are plugging into this two-day seminar. So get yourself plugged in, again, at the website at DannyJohnson.com. You can get registered for those events. Other than that, folks, make sure you go over to telldanny.com and give us your comments, testimonials, and feedback for tonight's call. We will see you next week, Monday night, for the next Monday night call, and we'll see those of you that are qualified, First Steps graduates, those of you that have registered for Creating a Dynasty this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, three full days with Danny and the rest of the Danny Johnson staff in Orlando, Florida. I believe there is still a couple seats left available for that event. So if you're qualified to attend and you haven't registered, you can get yourself registered at the website at DannyJohnson.com. Other than that, God bless you guys. Have a phenomenal week. And we'll see you next week, Monday night, same call, same time. Good night and God bless.